From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If the president decertifies the Iran agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts are believe now that the next ballistic missile launched by North Korea could come within a few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile or a two-stage version, giving the missile a longer intercontinental range. Russian media have quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea is preparing to test a long-range missile able to reach the west coast of the United States. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier in the week. One of the investigators told reporters police are still searching for clues as to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police say they have no indication anyone else was inside the hotel room. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are warning the mass exodus is not over for Rohingyas from Myanmar, which have been 500,000 refugees fleeing the neighboring Bangladesh since August the 25th. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports an estimated 2,000 Rohingya refugees are arriving daily at Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh. The agency says as many as 100,000 more people may be waiting to cross from North Rakhine State. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar. He calls this the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world and one of the most heartrending.
I sat down with 24 women who had also fled, and they told me their stories of being forced to watch while their husbands, their fathers, their young sons were killed in front of their eyes.
He notes the origin of the Rohingya crisis is in Myanmar, and the solutions also must be in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. military says a fourth American soldier killed during an attack this week in Niger has been discovered. Military officials say he went missing after the deadly ambush of a joint U.S.-Niger patrol, no one claiming responsibility. Tropical storm Ney gaining strength as it moves toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this hour, expected to become a hurricane before reaching the U.S. Gulf Coast. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult. And so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Tropical Storm Nate left at least 20 people dead as it moved through Central America. Canada's government says it will pay millions of dollars in compensation to Indigenous children who were taken from their families decades ago. The government says an estimated 20,000 children who were taken by welfare authorities in the 1960s through the 80s and placed up for adoption or in foster care will be sharing in a payout of nearly $600 million. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.